I can't believe we've talked to him so often. We've texted him, we've Instagrammed him.
I know.
It's the first day we've met him.
Yes, Nick from Married at First Sight. Hello.
Hello, how you
going? Know, even when he walked in, it was like, oh, that's right, we haven't actually met, but we feel like we have. Nick, we were just saying to you, out of everybody, I don't think anyone can disagree with this, out of everybody on Married at First Sight, you didn't seem to put a foot wrong. And came up, look, smelling like roses, really.
Yeah, my wife might disagree. I've every second day I did something wrong, so every second minute, actually. So.
Where is that out with you and Sorrel now? Because even in the last, say, 3 weeks, we see you guys seem to be mates, and then you Instagram each other, your friends, but in amongst it all, there seems angst. What's...
Just like our relationship, just up and down when we were married. But now, we're in a good place. We're trying to be civil. We've moved on. I think she's seeing a new guy. I don't know the full story. We're just trying to be civil and be friends. So, and we're in a good place.
Monday and Tuesday, that was filmed in January.
Yes.
So we know Cam and Jules are still together. Did Mark and Ning end up getting together or any?
No, that ended after the show. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was a real weird sort of finale for them. As you watched it, she pushed him away a couple of times and then he's finally gone, I can't keep doing this, and it was a bit messy, but I think they remain pretty good friends. I think they keep in touch, but who knows now when the show finishes, it might die off, I'm not sure.
Jess seems like a lovely girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How much pressure did the rest of the crew put on you to state that you thought she was hitting on you?
Yeah.
Why were you reluctant?
To be honest, I felt sorry for her, and not many people would probably feel sorry for her at all, but... That night on the couch, she got hammered. You know, it was 2 months on. Like, we finished filming in the first week of December. Reunion was the end of January. And she's moved on. She was happy now. She was with Dan. It was all good. Like, you know, we'd all
Are they still together?
Right now, I don't know. After the other night.
Yeah, I know.
That was awkward on Talking Married. That was a very awkward situation. But yeah, like I said, I felt sorry for her. I was like, we've all moved on. Like, just let him go. And then everyone's like, just tell us. Did she hit on you? I'm like, oh, I've never been hit on like that. And I got all awkward again. And I get awkward talking about it. So,
Now, your story we knew in the past and then... You know, again, it's come back. We're talking about, you know, the cancer.
Yeah.
Testicular cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So first time around.
I don't like saying that word. I prefer nut.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's okay with you.
Well, it's testicular cancer, breast cancer.
Tanya?
What?
Tanya, there's no need for
got to get
terms.
Over the word because then next you got to learn how to play. Learn how to
play with them.
Touch them.
Check them. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, so the first time was a form of testicular cancer.
See,
it's
ridiculous word.
Yeah. So that developed, was a tumour that developed behind my stomach.
Mm.
So had that cut out and then went through chemo. And then, 4 years later, 5 years later, just this Christmas gone, was just having a shower, having a feel, and felt a lump in my left testy. I was like, oh, I'm not taking any risks. I'm not waiting.
And this is a legit question, but what size? Like, we often talk about the girls with breast lumps and everything.
Yeah.
So are we talking like a warty?
Half
a pea. Was it sore
size.
At all?
No, but there was a little bit of aches leading up to it, and I sort of just, you know, I don't know, you just sort of, well, whatever. My back aches all the time. My shoulders hurt. Like,
we're not getting any younger, Nick.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
So can I ask, Nick, for men listening, when you find the lump, is it around floating in the skin around the testicle inside, or is the lump?
It's on the exterior.
Okay.
So on the testy.
Yep.
So I'm sure there's plenty of different cases, but mine was on one of the ends, sort of like, you know, it's like a bit of an AFL sort of football size.
Yep.
Not shape, sorry.
Oh,
shape.
Yeah,
very good.
I'm not that manly, sorry.
Nick, you know. You just gave me 100 jokes I can't say.
Go for it, then.
Get this shape.
Anyways, so it was on the end of one. So, and there's a lot of like veins and tubes that go into the testes.
Mm.
And mine was just near one of the veins or the tubes. So the lady, when I first went to the doctor, thought, oh, it might be just an enlarged vein. Might be just a bit of anything, we're not sure. So I was like, look, let's get an ultrasound. I've been through this, you know, I don't want to take any risks, so let's go get a check. And one thing led to another.
Weird question, what's it like second time? And I mean, you've been through it, you know what's ahead of you, you then think you're clear, you're diagnosed again. Where do you go mentally? Do you go, okay, I've beaten it before, or is it a slap down?
It's more frustration. It's like, I was 24 when it first happened. It's like, I've dealt with this at a young guy, and now I'm 28 and it's come back again. Mm. It's like, why? What have I done? Like, my frame of mind after the first time was like, stay healthy, stay fit, be strong.
Which you obviously are.
Yeah, trying to. And then it happens again and it's like, what am I doing wrong? You know, I see these people that smoke and drink and do drugs like flat out and they get through unscathed up to 100. And it's like, what am I doing wrong? Do I just give up and do whatever? Or, you know, and that's not my attitude. I just, So, and that's why now I've jumped on with Movember, trying to change a lot of people's attitudes. A lot of, you know, a lot of guys go, oh, she'll be right. Don't worry about it. It'll go away. And it might not. So,
well, the campaign is Know Thy Nuts, and it's a really good reminder. If you've never been in the habit of checking your testicles, blokes, you should. April is Awareness Month, and it is really, is it just literally jumping in the shower and having a feel and getting to know your nuts so that if something weird arises, then you'll know?
Yeah, it's like I wash myself and I probably feel them every day, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, and most blokes probably do. I don't know. But there's a lot of guys out there that don't know how to check them and don't know what they're looking for. And that's why with Movember, they've even got apps out there to remind you to check them. They've got it on the website, a little three-step guide on what to do, how to do it in the shower.
Yep.
And just have a feel. Just get to know them.
And like all cancers, it's about early detection.
That's right.
You know, and they constantly say that about breast cancer. Mm. It's about getting in there early, and I'm presuming that. Well, it's like all cancers.
Sure.
Obviously, early detection is what it's about, but it's not about filling the lump. It's about doing something about
it
afterwards.
That's right. Yeah. So there'll be about 800 blokes that get diagnosed this year, and 1 out of 20 will die.
Won't make it.
So with Movember, they're trying to just early detection, and eliminate the deaths, obviously. So that's,
where are you at now with the...
I'm in remission, so I'm all good now. Yeah, so I had my surgery the first day of the first episode, because our wedding was the first night.
Mm.
The next day, I was in the waiting room and people were watching it on the TV. They're watching it, then they're looking at me, hear my voice, and they're looking at it. Yeah, are you that guy? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. And she's like, oh, what are you doing here? And everyone just goes nuts. Like,
yeah.
So,
for want of a better word.
Literally, yeah.